It was only a matter of time. The goals dried up and so did the Red Army's patience. The longest serving manager in the Premiership and after 8 years in charge, Derek McInnes parted company with Aberdeen on Monday. We look back on the Derek McInnes era and look ahead as to who will arrive next through the Pittodrie doors in this special AFC Donscast on Friday, the 12th of March. And welcome to this special AFC Donscast from the Inverness Reds with me, Graeme Mackay. So the search is underway for the next Dons manager after the departure of Derek McInnes from Pittodrie on Monday evening. McInnes and his assistant Tony Docherty's 8-year spell in charge came to an end following a poor run of form. The search is now underway for a new manager, with Paul Sheeran placed in charge temporarily, with the Dons sitting fourth in the table. When he arrived at Pittodrie, Derek McInnes promised the city would fall back in love with the club. And he did that by bringing our first piece of silverware to Pittodrie in 19 years. And he got off to the best possible start. 100,000 fans lined the streets of Union Street to cheer and welcome the team back on the open-top bus. But it was the only one in 8 years. With 22 caps available, it was just that single, solitary trophy.
Just three times before, a penalty shootout to settle the League Cup final, and Billy Mackay, Inverness's top scorer for the past couple of years, will take the first one against Langfield. Saved by the Dons keeper! It's advantage Aberdeen! Brill waits for Robson. No mistake! No mistake from Barry Robson! Who scored in the semi-final. Pitch it over! It's going horribly wrong in the shootout for the Highlanders here. Nicky Lowe, who's a substitute on for Cammy Smith earlier. What a moment this is for him. And he scores! They're very close now, are the Red Army. Nick Ross knows what it means for Cali Thistle. He's got to score. And he does.
That certainly didn't lack conviction. Great penalty kick.
Scott Vernon to lump a ginormous amount of pressure on the next Cali Thistle taker. Vernon against Brill. Oh, it's a brilliant penalty again. Wonderful spot kick from Vernon. If Doran misses, Aberdeen have won the League Cup. Oh, it's cool as you like from Doran. There's still life in this shootout. But for how much longer? Stuart Mill knows Aberdeen are so close to that long, long awaited trophy. 6 goals in 8 appearances before today. Adam Rooney with a chance to win the cup for Aberdeen. And he does! And he does! The almost 2 decades of pain, hurt and at times ridicule at the hands of others is over for Aberdeen Football Club. Derek McInnes has guided them to silverware within a year of taking the job. The sleeping giant of Scottish football has finally woken from its slumber. And a memorable season so far has a silver lining woven into it now.
The result lately piled the pressure on Derek, and whilst the Dons might be fourth in the league, one win in 9 matches means after 8 years, he's gone. McGuinness arrived at Pittodrie in March 2013, his first full season he won the League Cup. That same year saw Aberdeen qualify for Europe for the first time since 2009. 7 fantastic years of European competition followed, some great nights for the fans at Pittodrie and some memorable away trips too. 4 times Derek led Aberdeen to second place finishes in the Scottish Premiership. In the 16-17 season, we reached both the League Cup and Scottish Cup finals, beaten by Celtic on both occasions. The past couple of seasons has seen us finish fourth, and recently a lack of wins has proven too much. During his time at Aberdeen, he formed a strong bond with former chairman Stuart Milne, part of the reason why Derek turned down moves to Rangers and Sunderland. But there has been speculation around his relationship with our current chairman, Dave Cormack. Ultimately, though, results on the park has been the catalyst for his departure, and indeed, if fans were in stadiums, it may have happened earlier. History will frame more kindly in the future of Derek McInnes' tenure at Pittodrie rather than it does right now, and whoever follows him will have a job on their hands. Speculation now starts of who might take over at Pittodrie. The positives for any incoming manager is that we aren't forced by accident and there is quality there in the squad. Joe Lewis has to be one of the best keepers in the Premiership, and we have the exciting midfield pairing of Lewis Ferguson, Ryan Hedges and Ross McCrory. Former player and Atlanta United coach Stephen Glass is in the frame, along with former Motherwell manager Stephen Robinson. Jim Goodwin and Callum Davidson have both given their credentials a boost this season. Goodwin is set to lead St Mirren to a first top six since 1985, and Davidson steered St Johnstone to a League Cup success at the end of last month in his first season as manager. There are wild cards in the mix as well. Enzo Maresca's name has appeared on scene, the current academy manager for Pep Guardiola at Manchester City, while former Scotland forward Sean Maloney, who has been part of the Belgium coaching setup since 2018. Rumours have been circling that if Stephen Glass was successful, he has sounded out Celtic's Scott Brown to be his assistant. Glass and Brown know each other from their time at Hibs, and with Brown's contract due to expire in the summer, it could make sense for the pairing. Rumours that Sven Goran Eriksson would be arriving as director of football are well wide of the mark. And as I said earlier, Paul Sheeran has taken the helm in the interim. He's being supported by Barry Robson and Neil Simpson. Paul spoke to the media on Thursday afternoon.
It's one at the early part that is hugely disappointing. The players have all built up relationships with the manager. I think he's brought every one of them in, bar Andy Considine, but obviously re-signed him within that 8-year period. So, from that point of view, it's tough, but they will. I'm pretty confident the players will pull together. All the staff already, you can tell, are willing to pull together, and everybody wants the best for the club, and ultimately that's the aim that we need to try and achieve.
You can listen to the full interview with Paul on Red TV.
Catch live audio and video of our next match only on Red TV. Subscribe now for full match day coverage, replays, highlights and all the goals, exclusive interviews and behind the scenes content. Sign up now at redtv.afc.co.uk. The best of the action only on Red TV.
That fake passerby just gave me a tenner for Stand Up To Cancer. Very generous, because there's a lot of other things £10 can buy you. Fuck all here in London, but a semi-detached in Hull or in Wetherspoons, a tenner will get you 5 pints in a fight with a squaddy. Or for a tenner, you can get me to front your charity video. This is a cash job, is it? Yeah. The point is, a tenner goes a long way, but you can't put a price on what it gets you in the fight against cancer. You're probably looking at me thinking, Jurgen Klopp's English accent's got worse. And you're probably also thinking, where exactly does my tenner go if I give it to Stand Up To Cancer? Well, 100% goes towards cutting-edge scientific research at places like this, the Francis Crick Institute. This egghead is a nano-engineering genius. Introduce yourself, sir.
Hi, I'm a professor in polymer chemistry at the University of Warwick. My name is Sébastien Perrier.
Sébastien Perrier?
Yes.
That's a made-up French name, surely.
No, that's my name.
Sébastien Perrier. You can't. No one's going to take you seriously with a name like that. You may as well be called Professor Pepe Le Pew. Sébastien Perrier. Where'd you get your degree? Laboratoire Garnier. What happened? You thought, oh, I've cured dull, lifeless hair. I'll have a crack at cancer next. Well, anyway, Dr. Sparkling Water here is creating sort of nanotech chemo parcels, which are basically tiny bombs of chemo drugs that attach themselves to cancer in the body and then burst open at the right time. Is that right?
Yes.
Ask the man on the street what he's thinking about, and it's either the developments in intensity-modulated radiotherapy or tits. But if you're not a man on the street, let's say a woman, let me explain what that is. Imagine that I'm a huge cancerous growth. No, take more time than that. Traditional radiotherapy blasts the cancer cells from one direction, like a giant spotlight hitting me from just the front. Oh, that's intense. It's like an episode of The Handmaid's Tale. Some of the boffins that stand up to cancer are using radiotherapy to target the cancer cells with more precision from specific angles. I feel like I'm in the Bohemian Rhapsody video. Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you please do the fandango? I'm going to walk through this curtain now. All cancers are little bastards, but some really make me squirm, like penis cancer. Yeah, that's a real thing, penis cancer. What a Friday night of telly this is. Your weekend starts here, lads. Shh. All right, mate, I'm trying to cure knob cancer here. Over 600 people are diagnosed with penis cancer each year in the UK. It's much rarer than other cancers, which makes it very hard to study.
It's very hard to study with you jabbering.
What are you even doing here, mate? Who reads books anymore? Get yourself a Kindle, Grandad. Your tenor will help Stand Up To Cancer fund the world's most ambitious trials into penis cancer treatment. All right, love, you got any Jackie Chan DVDs? Every penny of this tenor goes towards cutting-edge scientific research that takes findings from the lab directly to the patient's bedside. It's a sobering fact that one in two of us in the UK will get cancer in our lifetime, but a donation of just £10 can fund vital, life-saving research. This has been the Big S fighting the Big C.
Who calls you the Big S?
Loads of people.
What does Big S stand for? Big shit.
Are you even a real doctor? Or a fucking butcher from Morrison's? Unbelievable.
One in two of us will get cancer in our lifetime. Help us fight back. To give 30, 20 or £10, text 30, 20 or 10 to 70404 or donate online at channel4.com/SU2C. 100% of the money you give will fund life-saving cancer research.
There are only two matches in the Scottish Premiership tomorrow. Livingston will play Hamilton at home and Ross County are at home to Hibs. Both matches are 3 p.m. kickoffs. No action for us this coming weekend, but we do return for the final match before the league split away to Dundee United at Tannadice on Saturday the 20th of March for the 3 p.m. kickoff. You'll be able to watch the match live via Dundee United's pay-per-view service for £12.50. If you're a Red TV International subscriber, you'll be able to watch the match live as well. Coverage starts at 2:45 p.m. Elsewhere in the league next Saturday, it's Hamilton versus St Mirren. Kilmarnock are at home to Manuel. Livingston are playing Hibs at home. And St Johnstone versus Ross County, all 3 p.m. kickoffs on Saturday. And on Sunday, the 21st of March, if it gets the go-ahead, it's a midday kickoff between Celtic and Rangers. I'll be back a week on Tuesday, the 23rd of March, following the Dundee United game. And if you want more on what happens next, download the Here We Go Aberdeen FC podcast. Their latest edition has Cameron Hobbs and journalist Ben Palmer on what could happen next, Jason Longshore on Stephen Glass, and Derek Gray on the concept of the sporting director. It's available now on all popular podcast platforms. And you can air your thoughts on who will be our new manager over at Don's Talk, the longest running Aberdeen FC forum at donstalk.co.uk. That's it for now, and if there's anything further on a new manager between now and the 23rd, I'll be back here with another AFC Doncaster special. Have a good weekend, and stand free.
Online, on your mobile, and across the UK, this is the AFC Doncaster.